This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Colleges are in session. Millions of students are in class, but not really in class, right? A lot of schools have decided the coronavirus presents too much of a risk to the students themselves, to faculty and staff, the community nearby, and the communities that schools would have to send students back to if they would have to shut down again, which has happened. Thing is, though, some versions of in-person college are happening. How? Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
Colleges and universities have a huge financial incentive to get and keep students on campus, especially private schools, says Emily Wadwani, who covers higher education for Fitch Ratings.
About 80% of their revenue comes from tuition and student fees, so like dorm, dining, parking, those sorts of things.
She sees trouble ahead.
We do expect to see more closures as the fall season transitions into flu season. And what we hope to see really is a more orderly approach than what we saw in the spring.
So far this semester, though, higher ed's approach to the pandemic has been anything but orderly.
It is a bit of the Wild West out there.
Robert Franek is editor-in-chief of the Princeton Review.
There is no universal protocol about testing. Schools that are opening up, well-intentioned as that is, and then having to dramatically close or change policy is a huge financial burden on the school and crushing for students.
We don't have a great system in place to look at how universities and schools are doing in terms of controlling COVID.
That's University of Minnesota public health professor Kumi Smith. She says mandatory mask wearing and social distancing can prevent COVID spread, but she says on college campuses,
some of those guidelines are just impossible to enforce or not practical.
Smith says classes, dorms, dining halls, athletics, dance, and theater, the whole college experience is by nature communal. Expecting students not to hang out, go to parties, get close to each other is unrealistic.
It does seem cruel to shut down schools or to force kids to keep learning at home, but how much can we plead with individuals to please behave in a way that's really unnatural? And that goes against everything that we've signaled about what college should be like. It's a tall order.
One school trying to make it work is Wesleyan University, with 2,500 students in Middletown, Connecticut. Sophomore Kat Graylish flew back to Wesleyan from Portland, Oregon. She says despite the risk of getting COVID or being sent home again like she was last spring,
just going to a classroom and sitting down and having the professor actually be there in person is so nice.
Graylish says the rules are clear. Wear a mask, social distance, no visitors on campus. The school even provided an instructional video during orientation offering tips for dating without touching.
Solutions range from like listening to a podcast and drinking tea and then talking about it to, and I'm quoting, good old-fashioned phone sex.
Graylish has been reporting for the student newspaper on COVID compliance.
People are generally being pretty good, but that being said, I have definitely heard like rumblings of people having parties and stuff like that.
Students are wearing masks all the time on campus, at least all the time that I'm around.
Wesleyan President Michael Roth says the school's had about 10 positive tests since late August. And testing is rigorous, twice a week for all students and employees.
It's expensive, but you do have to test systematically, and you have to have the capacity for isolating students in a way that isn't punitive, so they'll do it, and so you can break the chain of transmission. Otherwise, you're just depending on luck.
Student Kat Graylish knows whether this works is mostly up to her peers.
I think there's a big sense of like either Wesleyan will get this right and we will stay here, or it's just completely going to fall apart right away.
And there's still a long way to go in this fall semester. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.